But somebody asked me, and I remember to have answered the person, what did I miss Baba after he dropped his body? I said, no, I don't miss Baba, but I miss his silence, I said. Yeah. The same silence of which we were all fed up of. So often we complain to Baba about his silence and when he would break his silence and all that. In answer to that, one day in 1954, he just dropped the board and says, from now on, I won't use the board. And well, that was a good omen, we thought, that he would now break his silence. But days passed by, and there was a total vacuum of conversation days. And then he started these finger gestures. He himself would say, what a binding it is on me. He himself got bound, you see, for a purpose, for our sake. And a beautiful thing, you see, developed out of this one little question that he said that throws some light on silence of his. One day he asked us this question as to why people shout at one another when they are angry. So we say, well, they shout because they are angry. They want to express their anger. He says, yes, but they can express their anger. A person is seated by your side, you see, and you just shout at him. Why do you shout at him? Can you not speak softly or do anything like that? So then we give different types of explanations, we give different types of things that we may have thought of, you see, at the time. But that never satisfied him. So he gave the answer, says, when a person is angry on another person, that person is far removed from his heart and a distance is created. And that's why physical reflection is that you just shout at the person. That's what he told us. That he is far removed from the heart and the distance is created. So you shout. And the greater the distance, the greater the shouting is. Yeah. Louder it is. And so you just go on shouting at him and all that, and he barks at you and you bark at him and all that. So he didn't stop there. Maybe he wanted us to have a different view point, you see, of a different aspect. And then, but he, this was just an excuse. And what he said later on was, soon after this, he says, now take the other case. When a person is in love with another person.
Excuse me, yeah. Rhoda.
Yeah. Oh, Rhoda, I never thought that you have grown so old.
Rhoda, I'm still here.
Hi. No.
So what, you had not heard this before, Rhoda? You heard this, the first part you heard?
Anger I heard.
So then he didn't stop at that. And so he didn't stop at that, and he started saying that, well, what happens when two people are in love with each other? So, how do they speak? So they speak nicely, lovingly. He says, no, but what about the tone? He says, speak softly. Because there was a reference to context. So he says, yes, they do speak softly. And the greater the love, softer is the tone. And when they fall further deeply in love with each other, then the whispers are there, you see. And they are still further in love. So then they just gaze at one another, look at one another. And there's no word needed to be exchanged. And how much more I love you. So there's no need even to look at you or gaze at you. Maybe that's the reason why he has observed the silence. There's no need for any exchange of words. It was very good to hear that, you see, that he's so close to us, so very close to us. as he has said that I am closer to you than your very breath. So how where is the scope for any utterance, any word? Whether the world accepts his closeness or not, it is immaterial for him. He is close, so for him there is no need to speak. And it is so true that whenever people came into his contact, you see, and there was a little exchange of whatever the signs or words that were there through the interpretations and all that, he spoke to the heart of the people, so to say. There is no doubt about it. He just went deep into the heart. So often in the midst of conversation or intense activity, you know, all of a sudden Baba would just stop being active, I should say. That's the only way to interpret that particular act of his. And immediately we would all just keep quiet. Either look at one another, gape at one another, or just keep quiet or look down, you see, not knowing what to do. And he would be there. But he wouldn't, although he would be there facing us and we facing him and all that, but he would appear to us as if he is far, far away from us all.
Did you ever ask him that?
No, we didn't ask. And quite often I have seen him also, even in the midst of a crowd, apart from his close ones or disciples around him. Suppose while traveling in a train, say, in a third class compartment or anything, he'll be like one of the passengers and all that, just inquiring or asking or chatting and all that with his signs. Whenever he used to get that mood or impulse out, he'd cover his face with a shawl and sit quietly. Why he did it, we don't know.